All right, I'm ready to go if you guys are ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Are you
y'all ready for this?
There's a girl. Guys.
What? There's a gorilla?
Yes. No, there's a girl named Double Cheeseburger.
Excuse me?
Her name is Double Cheeseburger.
Where?
Her name is Double Cheeseburger.
Where?
Double cheeseburger.
No girl. But girl.
Oh my god. Her icon. Hello. Welcome.
No. Oh, God.
Welcome.
I hate every time you do this.
We didn't even do the bit.
No.
No, this is the bit.
Oh.
I am, I love, nothing gets me whenever I host and I hear Chuck sigh. That is what I live for.
Get on
I'm
with
Garb.
It then.
If we're... Unfortunately, I am the host for this episode. Sitting next to me is Pino, who is currently building an AI to replace him on the podcast so that he can keep playing Xenoblade 2.
I will soon marry Pyra and or Mithra.
And there's Chuck, who is about to pull a prank on me, but I'm calling it out now because I saw it.
He'll never know that I, Chuck, will pull a prank on Grub.
You know, I almost wrote something in to make him scream, but he chose to do it anyway.
Mission failed.
We'll get him next time.
I didn't have to script it in. He just is gonna scream. That's what he does.
It's because I knew you wanted me to.
No, I didn't. I intentionally wrote it in to be vague.
No, I know you wanted me to scream.
I almost wrote something in to say to make you scream.
I know you want me. I know I want you. I know you want me.
Mr. 305.
I want you.
We watch Nichijou.
Uno, dos, tres. I know you want me.
What is happening?
He's appropriating my culture.
This is what happens every time. Every time I host, this
just... I can appropriate your culture because your team lost.
It's like, oof.
That was a good one. Have a nice day.
We watched Nichijou. It was a good anime.
It was a fun one.
Luckily, there's no, like, not much of a story, so there's no real need for a spoiler warning here. So if you're kind of on the fence about watching it and kind of don't know, we're going to be really biased, so it doesn't really matter. So what were you guys' first impressions of the show? Were there any, how did you discover it? I swear to God, if you say the deer scene.
Chuck, do you want to start?
Well, I watched it first a year ago last summer. So did you tell me that I should watch it? Or did I say someone should watch
it? That is about the same time that I watched it.
Yeah, I know. We both watched it around the same time, but I don't know if we recommended it to each other or we didn't, and we just somehow both watched the same anime.
I don't remember either.
Guys, some mysterious force came upon both of us to watch this show.
I know who told me to watch it.
Who
originally
told you to watch it?
It was someone in a Discord server.
Ew, I hate Discord.
And they showed us the deer scene and the coffee scene.
I don't think I saw any
clips.
Any clips. I think I was just like, this looks like a good show, and then I watched all of it in a day.
Yeah, because it's good.
And I laughed, and my family was like, who are you? And I'm like, shh.
Why is my son like this?
Why is my son lying on the couch and screaming in laughter?
Who did this to him?
About these dumb Japanese cartoons.
What could I have done differently, his mother asked.
Shamefully, as she puts her hands in her face.
We're painting a very specific picture.
It's every day of my life.
Pino. Dude, that's your Nietzsche Joe.
Hey.
Dude, title drop. Pino. Did you have any?
So, let's see. I think I've seen, like, clips.
You've seen the deer scene.
I've seen the deer scene. But I think I'd seen other kinds of scenes, like, as I frequented Instagram maybe a couple years ago. There was always, like,
there's like blue-haired
girl and the brown-haired girl.
Brown hill?
Brown... Bobby. there were always the one I remember the most is the dog biting the hand because that's the one I've always seen like anywhere.
And I use that as a GIF and like there's the at everyone Discord like image.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nietzsche Joe.
Yeah. But like I just never decided to pick this up mostly because I guess I don't know like the art style was like really good but like
yeah.
Like it appealed to me, but I was like, I don't. I'm a man. I'm gonna watch Dragon Ball, or I'm gonna watch.
You only watch,
High School DD.
It's DXD. Like, first off,
no, it's DDD. Thank you,
dude. I love Kirby.
We're gonna clobber that there Kirby.
Kirby, Kirby's that you?
Welcome to In Jokes. Podcast.
Kirby, what happened there, buddy?
You got a cold? You okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
He knows English.
Yeah.
You're from New York?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
Okay, bye.
All right, see you later, Kirby. Thanks for dropping by.
Bye.
Well, since you mentioned it, what'd you guys think about the art style? And the animation as a whole, I guess, really. The kind of... like the square feet?
I have one word. Oh, boy.
Wow. Did you like square feet?
Dude, You're trying to bait me on this one. You're not getting me.
Square feet?
It's good.
I've got to Google them.
Everyone's real cute. I love all the character designs. They're fucking phenomenal.
I like when they randomly turn into 35-year-old men.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
That's my favorite animation style, 35-year-old men.
But we watched Black Lagoon last week. Was Black Lagoon the last one we recorded? I've forgotten.
Probably.
Yes?
Yeah, no, I think so.
If you, because we only watch Babby anime. No shoot.
No shoot. Only Babby. Only Professor that is 7 years old.
Got it. What'd you think of the backgrounds, Chuck?
Boy, they are good backgrounds. I really love them. They look very nice.
We're just... This sounds like an episode that, like, someone else would record making fun of us.
Because it's true. The backgrounds of this anime is... It's really good. Like, you know, how that's... Oh, look at Chuck. He's a fucking moron. All he does is talk about the backgrounds. Well, guess what? I love them. And then, like I said before, the character designs are really freaking nice.
Yeah, like pretty much anyone you could point out.
Mm-hmm. And especially for a show that was made in 2011, it really still looks super nice, especially because it didn't try anything like too detailed. It's very simplistic the way that it presents itself, and that really lends itself to being timeless.
I wrote, like, a whole paragraph on how brilliant the eyes are because they're just, like, four colors, you know, in the retina and pupil. It's just four colors.
I really like I do like the backgrounds in the series a lot. It's especially when it's depicting different times of day because I think that's where it shines the most. Like, not to be, like, not to make a pun or a joke or anything, but, like, the sunsets in this anime, pretty good. Like, I like it.
I don't think I ever noticed them.
Like, no, they look real nice.
They're great. Even when you even when it comes to the openings, but we'll probably get to that later.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said animation earlier. So there's this little thing in Nichijou where it's either like very simple but good animation, like it's still very smooth and nice.
Or just so ridiculously good.
To the wall, like you have no idea what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They spent all their budget on 1 2-minute shot, like 30 seconds of just someone screaming into space and piercing every planet.
I was gonna bring this up too, but what's really interesting is how it being well animated is part of the joke, and it's to enhance the joke. You know, whereas some shows will do, and even Kill la Kill does this sometimes, where it'll be poorly animated for the joke. But Nichijou does the opposite, where that enhances it, and it also looks really fucking good, and it's really impressive.
Well, I wouldn't say this is a parody of the slice of life genre, but it is like the epitome of it.
Yeah.
You know, slice of life, just fucking...
That's a good way to word it.
Girls doing stuff. But then sometimes they get bit by dog and scream.
Guys, I don't even know who...
Sometimes they poke their fingers and then they say, God is dead.
You just read my mind if you take a look at that.
he just sent a gif of it. It's very good.
That gif fucking brings pain to me.
Oh, yeah. Because
I've done that.
We've all done it.
Come on.
Especially when I put my hand in my pocket and I forget my mechanical pencils in there.
Yes. And they get you.
Yeah.
Who puts pencils in their pocket?
Me.
Okay. Me.
God.
You guys are weird.
Because we don't want to be nerds wearing pockets.
Yeah, where do you put your pencils, Grubble?
In my bag.
Oh, then you'll lose them.
You'll probably rip a hole in your backpack.
No, because I have a whole bag of them because I was walking to the store. This is like straight out of like Nichijou.
I was walking to the store.
What happened to me? I was walking into Publix.
And I got a virus.
I really don't like walking in parking lots, and so I always like run. And I had my pencil like in my front pocket, and I like was running to get across there, and then like my pencil fell out of my pocket, and I had like a moment where I was like, okay, do I run back and do I get the pencil or do I not? Whenever I left, I saw my pencil in shattered.
Yeah, that's littering.
But
I'm gonna fine you $500. Please send that to my PayPal.
It was either to pick up the pencil and get hit by a car, or leave it. Just leave it.
Well, you littered.
You littered.
It's fine.
I'm gonna have to arrest you. Please do not hit me. I'm a police officer.
Do not hit me.
Do not hit me. Do not.
What a perfectly themed story.
Yes,
guys, we did it. And what else? Like, oh, okay. So, like, beyond the crazy animation that they do for some shots, there are a lot of little subtle things that I don't think I've ever seen in, like, other anime. Like, whenever they, like, chuckle or do little laughs, they have little air bubbles coming out of their mouths, and it has a certain sound effect to it.
Which is
just perfect.
I like those, but I think my favorite kind of like, I guess, extra little bit is when they're like nervous or like breathing heavily and they have like little sweats just like showing up out of nowhere. Like, I think that's so like, it just adds to like how their personalities are shaped depending on which character it is.
Mm-hmm. And then like, there are little dust clouds too that they sometimes have.
Yeah.
And just everything's just really well animated. Like, both, like, the crazy, super good ones, and then the little, like, simple things that, like, just add the character to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard complaints that, like, you know, there's a lot of shows where, like, they just stand around talking. And, like, ironically, in a lot of those, action shows, they spend a lot of time just standing around talking.
It's their mouth moving.
And it's really funny that a show like Nichijou does it so fucking well.
Right.
You know, like,
well, it was by Kyoto Animation, who we've watched a couple of their shows already, or at least one of them, because they've
we're gonna watch another one soon.
Yeah, they did K-On, which if you've watched K-On, you can pick it up for sure. They did Dragon Maid.
Yeah.
Dragon
Maid.
dragon maid.
Dragon maid, don't loot the dragon molly, yeah.
We've made that joke before. We're going to make it again, boys.
Hey, yeah, man. It's a
just it's get a ready callback. For season two.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's they've done a there's lot no of two. Of stuff like this, and you can definitely see, because this is one of their earlier things. Like, well, not like, you know, quote-unquote earlier, but like, what's it called? Like, memorable ones.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, K-On! Actually came ones. Out before this.
Really?
Came out a year before, so you can see the improvements between the two, yeah. But they're also vastly different.
This looks better than
K-On!
Oh, yeah. I love K-On!, and I will say that K-On! Has... It's the best thing. Like animated like instruments being played, but even considering that, like Nichijou still looks better to
oh,
me.
Oh yeah. Goodness, are we talking about sound? The sound was off the hook, my friend.
It was. We weren't, but we were going to talk about it next anyway.
All right. So at the beginning when I was watching this, for some reason, like. I was very surprised of the like a lot of like orchestral kind of music going on in the background.
The
like,
"Don't
a lot of...
Eat Me" song.
What?
That's what we call
That's
them.
What
the
we
"Don't
call
Eat
them,
Me"
the
song.
"Don't Eat Me" song. Thank you, Kimono friends. By the way.
Oh. Was that just a bit?
No, that's what we call it. We've been calling it that for several episodes, since episode 5, even.
We've been calling it that since Kimono Friends.
What?
The Don't Eat Me song.
The song that always plays.
Oh, the only song.
Yeah.
Yes, that's... You, oh, my God.
You got me. I thought that was the actual name of a song in this anime. I was like, is it the one that plays when they're always angry?
No.
I like, that's a good example of a "Don't Eat Me" song.
Okay. Also, Pino's learned a new word.
What is it called? Like the or not? It's not called anything. Well, it is called something, but I don't know what it's called. But the kind of the mystery one, like the kind of spooky one. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
That one's
I love
good.
Them all.
I do love them all. It's a good.
I like the Helvetica standard.
Helvetica standard.
That one's like Rugrats core.
So is that based on the font Helvetica, or is this just something I don't understand?
I think the name is based on Helvetica standard, but the Helvetica standard in the show is like supposed to be like the manga that I'm reading. That's like supposed to be Nichijou, maybe.
Interesting.
Like it replaces it in universe.
Uh huh.
Interesting. I don't know. Yeah, a great time.
It's a good time.
There's like a lot of questions I would love. I'll ask you later on, but you know.
Okay.
So far, like every like, as opposed to just the looks and the sound and the feel, like Nichijou like is a very pleasing thing to just watch. Like, it's so
for
smooth.
All senses of the body.
It's got so much personality.
In all levels except physical, I am a Nichijou.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat malam.
Oh my god.
I tried my best.
It's okay.
You too. So, we've got 4 songs specifically to talk about.
4.
Opening 1, ending 1, opening 2, ending 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go in
order. What do you mean? There's like
opening
50 endings.
Yeah, there's a trillion endings for the second season.
That's true. And there's also like different iterations of the first ending.
Yeah. But those are like the same song. Everything, everyone else is just like, we have 26 episodes to go. Or like, we have 13 episodes to go. Let's get 13 different songs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that part was I thought it was very interesting when they got all those. And I read on the internet like they're apparently like Japanese folk songs like that kids would sing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I did
so,
not know
like,
that.
It like at least from what I read voice. And I was actually kind of like it kind of touched me. I was like, "Dang." So like this is nice. It's just like this is a series following the everyday lives of these like of the people of this town, and it's just like, you know what? Let's just end it off with a folk song everyone knows. I'm just like, yeah.
I wish it was Bob Dylan.
Dude, I wish it was Bob.
Well, could you imagine a Bob Dylan song as an end song for an anime?
Yeah.
Hey, man, could you imagine a Yes song
It's a good point. It's more likely than you think.
Exactly. Bob Dylan, the anime, coming next year, everyone.
I would watch the shit out of that. I would love it.
It'd be interesting.
Anyway, opening one, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed the song. Like, it's so catchy. Like, when I first pressed play, I was like, oh god, what am I in for? And then when we reached the song, I was like, you're moving. They had the hop thing that I really liked. Like, it had something similar to the hop thing
the
they
hops,
had in Love Line.
The hops,
they had the little, like, the movement of their bodies, and I was like, that's so smooth.
So to me, there's three characteristics, the three ables to a song. Okay. Whistle ability, jam ability, and memorability.
That's a lot of abilities.
Dude.
I give this an 8 out of 10 on the whistle ability. I give it a 7 out of 10 on the memorability. And I give it a fucking solid 7.5 on the jam ability. It is a hot banger.
So dude, opening one you said was called My Ordinary Life, right?
I don't know. I didn't even know I had a title.
Well,
I didn't care, frankly.
Hideon no Kakakata.
Well, I just looked up the Funimation opening. It just says My Ordinary Life.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
What? You're telling me Nijijou means My Ordinary Life?
It means every day.
Oh.
But bro, I think that's the localized name of the show.
Yes,
it is. Is Nichijou My Ordinary Life.
Okay.
Although it did not get a dub.
No.
Because it didn't make enough money.
No, it was because Bandai Entertainment didn't think it would be viable.
Yeah, because they didn't think it would make any money. Because it didn't do super well.
Yeah.
Dang,
and
that's disappointing.
And it was off. So, like, it's pretty interesting, actually, on how it was. So, Bandai Entertainment had it licensed from when it was released back in, like, late 2011, but then it was pulled January 2nd, 2012, leaving all the stuff and basically kind of canceling it in the West. And then it remained, like, gone until 2016 when Funimation finally picked it up and released it sub-only on a Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
Oh, my God. Bless Funimation again.
I want to get that Blu-ray pack someday because...
Yeah.
You know what I say a lot of the times with, like, it's how I feel about Mega Man. I just bought the Legacy Collection, Legacy Collection 2, like, day one, because it's, like, big companies like that are only going to listen if you're talking with your wallet.
Yeah, you know? a lot of the times.
My wallet talks like this. Hi there.
Mine says, I'm hungry.
My wallet talks like this.
Stop hitting your mic with your wallet.
I'm not hitting my mic.
You're hitting your mic.
It's not even close.
I'll punch my mic.
Don't.
I'll do it. I'm going to punch the shit out of my mic.
The only problem I do have with opening one is that there's a lot of... the only thing I remember from opening one and now rewatching is that they have, like, a lot of things that happen in the white background of the thing. So there's, like, a lot of empty space that I feel like it works, but, like...
They could have taken advantage a little bit better.
Yeah, and I very much appreciate the segments where they have the actual scenes, like when the girl shoots a rocket at this guy and her
like
little blushy face.
Lip sync.
Oh,
I like those ones get me. Like the for the intro for both openings, like starting it and ending it. It runs through all the characters that like you'll grow to know, and each thing that the character is doing relates some way to a bit during the show.
It does.
And by the end of those 13 episodes that it's on, you're like, oh, I know that. That's the king piece. Look,
yeah.
That's half an eggplant.
The half an eggplant one. That's exactly the one that was in my head too.
Yeah, because it's so iconic. There's like the little hammer thing. You know that one. There's a gun.
Mm.
Yeah, but I just love it. I really do love it. I don't know if I use any of this opening though for the anime because I or for the podcast because I know
you did.
I did.
You No, wait, no, that
no,
was opening
I used
two.
Two.
You
from
used two.
Opening
yeah.
two.
That's
yeah.
right. You used like the very first.
I used the finger swipes from the second opening, and
they,
then
the little yeah. dance they do. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the gun.
Do 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 do.
Yeah.
But that's opening two. What is that one called?
Hi, I don't know, Genie, my best friend.
Remember when the show was actually about the anime reviews?
What? Who's it now? Who?
Wait, what? We have a structure?
What?
What about ending one?
This isn't. ending one. You know, I mean, I guess as all endings do, they just like end. Off the episode. I particularly wasn't a fan of it too much myself.
Oh, I liked it. I usually would let it play.
Like I'll let it play. Gosh. But and like I like the art style of it, but like I don't
it probably just, only gets like a 3 or a 2 out of 10 on the yeah. whistleability scale.
Mm-hmm. Guys. What mm-hmm. guys? I what? Love this first ending. I don't think you understand how much I fucking love this ending. It is.
It's because it has different versions.
It's, well, that's good. I like that a lot. Second is that I love the theming around this ending. So the ending, mm-hmm. it's called ZZZ. You
Dude,
know, like
ZZ
sleep.
Top?
Sleep.
Shut up. And with that, the song encapsulates a day, kind of. Mm-hmm. And it shows scenes between the two... like main trios of the like the school kids and then the Shinonome lab fools and they mm-hmm. like and then you have this is gonna bite me in the ass if I don't remember the names if it has Yuko and then it has Nano kind of interacting in between mm-hmm. which
like
shows
skipping?
Well like yeah like and there's parallels between them until they finally like close the thing together and at that point like that's showing how it is, like, related and how those two are going to be the people that, like, interact and bring these two separate worlds together. And I think that's a really cool part. And also, the animation is just so good. Holy shit, let me tell you about this animation. It's such a nice art style. There's no hard borders. It's all just fluid colors, and it's really nice. And all the steps go to the beat. And boy, oh boy, do I love it.
It makes my eyes very happy.
Oh, it makes my eyes go, oh.
Yes.
Man, he's so happy.
Yeah, I can feel it emanating from the other side of the computer screen.
Yeah, that's... you did it.
So, unless Pino, you have something to say about ending one, I guess we'll talk about opening two.
No, I mean, like... Yes, it's masterfully drawn. I just, you know, it was there. I liked it. That's. I can't really say much.
You're wrong.
I'm sorry.
I just liked it.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
I didn't have the passion that, like, Chuck has, but I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, opening two, I kind of, let me, like, real quick, like, look at... YouTube to see
opening
like,
two. I feel like at least if you mind, can I start? I guess
yeah.
I will.
I was just gonna say that generally, I think people like opening two more.
Opening two visually is wonderful because it doesn't start with that white. Like it does start with the white background, but there's a lot more going on. Like there's less of the issue I had with opening one. Even though they do still have like the white backgrounds, like from time to time, there's just like more movement. It's like more
yeah.
active and it just like really does represent the show I think a lot better because there's like some scenes where I'm just like what's going on and that's how you're gonna feel when you're watching the show especially the part where she's like floating in a graph and I was like what's going on
oh yeah
yeah
where are they floating
it's good what do you think Chuck do you have any specific thoughts
on
I'm sure you do
on what yeah. on opening two right I do It has a lot of the same like feel of opening one, which I really yeah. like. You know, has all
it's
the characters
very wacky.
Going through, but there's a lot more. Like, I wouldn't say there's a story, but there's a kind of like little outline, kind of plot that you go through because you see Nano like going to school, which is like the big culmination of that first I wouldn't say season, but like set of episodes. And then it has a little bit more, it's more upbeat and quicker, but yeah. It has some, I think just, I don't know if I could pick my favorite out of these two, but they're both very good, at least in my eyes. And it's just, while they may seem super similar, there's a lot of little differences that you're mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
Oh, what's that?
I'm like, I appreciate that they did this here.
I feel like opening two is a little bit more chaotic overall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. As the characters start interacting more and they just go all out. Yeah, it.
Very much so. But like, yeah, I'd agree with Chuck. I don't think I could choose between both because they like again they both have their strengths and weaknesses. Because I think I prefer the actual song, like the lyrics to the first one rather than the second one. Even though the second one is fantastic, by no means am I like dissing it. It's just that
I specifically just, like, right remember the part where it's saying like heart's beating faster and it's like maybe I have a cold.
Oh yeah,
I remember that part. Yeah. One always makes me giggle.
I just love them all. It's great.
I don't know, I just like this anime.
Guys, it's this good. Anime is a funny one.
It's good,
but there's so many ending twos, but like they're all good.
They all fit that same vibe. And
oh wait, I'm angry.
Oh no. Yeah, that's right. I forgot you were angry.
I am angry of how that crow looked like. That is the only crow that looked just like that. It was a triangle.
They even specifically mentioned that in the wiki. Hold on.
God, you don't understand how angry I was when I saw that crow.
I love that fucking crow.
It was like, hello, I'm like, wait a second. Next episode, there was like an actual looking crow over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
His name is Karasu.
That's crow.
Karasu is an oddly shaped crow found by Hakase. He spent a day at the Shinonome Laboratory and used a Sakamoto scarf to talk, which Hakase gave to him while Sakamoto was sleeping. Although he was able to understand that Sakamoto wanted his scarf back, so on and so forth. Note, other crows in the series look and behave normally.
That bothered me so much. You don't understand. I hated that episode.
I love it too. So much.
He fucking cracks me up because he looks so stupid.
He's a fucking triangle.
I don't like that. Like, if it was a real crow, I feel like the humor could have made it through, at least to me, at that point.
I think it's even funnier.
He looks like one of those,
he
like...
He looks so stupid.
Like one of those, like, things that you hit tennis rackets with.
Oh, the little birdie? What's it called? Well,
I think they're called birdies. I think we figured the joke
out. Shuttlecocks.
What?
There goes your joke. It's out the window with the shuttle.
It's a shuttlecock is what you're talking about.
That is a made-up word, and I refuse to believe.
It's a shuttlecock! How do you not know what a shuttlecock is?
No!
Look!
I'm gonna Google it.
It's a shuttlecock!
Yeah, that's what I was saying he looks like.
Yeah, it's a shuttlecock!
That's a stupid name.
It's
a shuttlecock. That's what it's called. I'm sorry.
Could the thumbnail for this episode be a shuttlecock? But with the scar, I'll draw it for you so you don't have to crop all that out because that looks hard.
Good, it is hard. They do call him birdie sometimes, but it's a shuttlecock.
Oh, she does have that eggplant.
Yeah. Yes. God,
this is a disaster.
Yes. The name shuttlecock originates in Victorian times, when badminton first became popular.
Guys, welcome to reading Wikipedia entries.
It is frequently shortened to shuttle. The shuttle by the name podcast. Is probably derived from the back and forth motion during the game. While the cock part of the name is probably derived from the resemblance of the feathers to those on a rooster.
Oh.
Wow.
Good save there, Wiki. I was about to say we had to cut
to cover
all that
your
out.
Ass.
This is a kid show, don't you know? I think we're done talking about the openings, right?
Yeah, I think there's nothing else there to go on since we ended up talking about shuttlecocks for 20 fucking minutes.
It's not my fault that you didn't know what the name of shuttlecock was.
It's a stupid name!
Yeah, but you need to be informed.
Hey, there wasn't really much of a plot to go off of the...
it's a bunch of bits.
Like, go
it's
over
lovely.
The, yeah. Well, I mean, there is sort of an overarching plot, but it's mostly like, oh, okay, these two groups end up joining forces. One another, and they have fun. And like, we've got our main characters. We've got Yuko, Mio, and Mai, and they are just great. Yuko's just a big old goofball, and Mio just gets really mad when Yuko doesn't do her homework.
And also, and Mai, she draws porn.
And Mai is Mai.
Mai is a rather quiet girl who is also very intelligent. She's seen to be multi-talented, excelling at using projectiles, fishing, wood carving, arm wrestling, modeling, and even pranking.
I like the episode where fucking Mai is like fucking with Yuko.
Oh no.
And she's like, yes. I like you. And Yuko's like, and she just keeps fucking with her, and it just makes me so
happy. It's a prank, bro.
Yeah, she excels in pranking, like Chuck just read from the wiki.
Good lord.
But we've got our other group, which is the professor, who's a child.
I love this group. I will talk too much about this.
And Nano, who's a robot who just wants to be normal.
Guys, it's the Shinonobi lab.
Yeah, and we have Sakamoto.
Mr. Sakamoto.
Who can talk because the professor made a scarf, and so he can talk
now. It's a cute little scarf. Let me tell you about the Shinonobi lab.
Mm-hmm.
Akase's great. She's the professor. I'm going to call her the professor from now on.
Yeah, I call her the professor.
She has a name?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't really mention it.
The professor, she really likes sharks. And then she makes Nano, and Nano's great, because she just cares
for wonderful.
Her professor, and she's adorable, and she tries her hardest. She just wants to go to school.
Moetes.
You're cute. You're cute.
Hey, can you take this key out of my back, please?
No.
Okay.
Robots are cute.
But it's a keyblade.
Dude, I didn't know there was a Nichijou world in Kingdom Hearts 3.
3.5 Nichijou edition.
3. That explains why the plot's so convoluted. Wow, timely Kingdom Hearts jokes.
Guys, remember E3? That was a thing.
Hey, remember? I don't.
I don't either. I have short-term memory loss. I'm sorry.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with Nichijou, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
Oh boy, can I get my money back?
No.
Oh, okay, I'll just keep watching.
Those are our main characters, unless you had anything else to say about the Shinonome people.
I don't know, they're just... All these characters are fun. Like, there's no one that you see come up and you're like... They're all just good. They're all just are fun to watch. That's I think that's one of the strongest parts of this.
It's because you want to know what they're going to do. Can I be honest with you, boys? How they're going to interact?
No.
Okay.
Because there's like
I'm
a love
be honest
story.
With you boys.
What's that?
So season one, I actually had that initial reaction anytime we went back to the lab because I
really
I wasn't really feeling. Mr. Sakamoto, nor the professor that
Garfield
much.
Garfield and Sakamoto?
No.
Sakamoto's like the best character because he's such an asshole.
Like, I was more excited to see the daily life of these, like, kids who were just, like, for some reason, super strong, manly 35-year-old men.
That are suplexing goats.
Yeah, and, like, anytime we went back to them or, like, anything with the school, I was a lot more intrigued than when we went back to
the... When did that change for you?
It changed when season two... came around where like the story actually brought them together. Like, yes, I appreciated Nano's character in season one because I was
she just wants
to go to school, right?
I noted that you did say that you didn't like that it wasn't Sakamoto and the professor that you weren't into.
But, yeah,
so that makes sense.
And like, I don't know. I'm just really glad season two happened because like that's where everyone just
really
met.
Season two, it's one continuous.
Well. I'm gonna call it season
two. The opening
two.
Changes and it's 13 episodes.
I'm gonna call
so
it.
Might as well.
I'm gonna call it season 1.2 over 59.
Okay, thank you for adding an official name to it.
Yeah, thank you. On the official Nichijou timeline, please watch
please,
the OVA
please,
before.
Are you the
be
director
lost.
Of Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah. Also, please watch my 35-minute video on showing you the timeline of Nichijou. Thank you.
No, but yeah, that's how I honestly felt, and I was just really glad that after like 13, like we just there was a reason for me seeing the professor or Sakamoto or even like minor characters that kind of like messed up like not the pacing, but it just felt
weird, even though the show is called Everyday, or like Ordinary Life. Like, I don't know. I was expecting something more cohesive, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah. Life isn't cohesive, though.
It's true.
See, I was drawn to this because it's just, like, random clips, and because, like, as much as I love, like, the 200, 500 episode story in Dragon Ball, you know, sometimes it's nice to see something that just doesn't give a shit and just does its own thing.
I agree with that much. Like, again, just watching something continuous like that is weird. But, like,
Mr. One Piece fan?
Yes. But, like, even some of these little segments of,
even
like,
Steven?
Of certain characters, like, they were either really short where I couldn't just, like, kind of, like, where it was more of, it felt like more of, like, whoa, this was a thing that happened, what? And compared to, like, the longer segments where it's, like, hey, I'm IOE and I react this way to certain things, while I'm Mai and I do this to certain people. Like, again, there's like a, I know the focus was for the main six, but like, if you're giving me these characters and their little arcs, like Mohawk Boy, like, I'd like to see them a little more prevalent, more like, I'd like to see more of them, because like, there were characters that I saw that I wanted more development from, but you know,
like, it's every day. Gun girl.
It's every day, I guess. Yeah, like Weapons Girl, or like Teacher San. or Crazy Teacher San.
Or Afro. Or Mohawk.
Or
Mohawk character is the best.
Mohawk's cool.
He doesn't believe in ghosts. He's a man of science.
I'm gonna prove to this man that I'm not crazy.
Summon soap. Soap.
Oh my god.
Soap.
He's destroying my shrine. And he just kept giving him, like, throat lozenges. Here, you just have a cold.
I love it.
I love this anime.
It's lovely. Guys, so, things we think are cool. There's a couple things I want to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there are a bunch of different segments, like, quote-unquote segments that they have. They obviously have the,
things we think are cool.
Well, yeah. So they have the My Ordinary Life, like, part one to part a trillion. That's, like, the main thing that kind of moves forward the quote-unquote story / plot.
Yeah.
And then there's Helvetica Standard, which is, like, God. The little bits that are, like, pretty
It's about, like,
weird
a demon who can't pay his rent.
Could I add a third category? Because I don't know if it's Helvetica.
Well, there's a bunch more, so.
Okay. Because, like, the other prevalent one was the guys on the air balloon. Like the airship?
Yeah, yes. Like that one. That was... So, a funny story about that. The first time I watched that...
Like, you thought you clicked on the wrong anime?
No. I was like...
Me too.
I was like, this definitely looks like Nichijou, but what the fuck are these guys doing with this? For all that, for one, like, 5-second bit...
The origin
of
the brown brick.
It's because it was in Yuko's... Yuko was daydreaming. Or dreaming.
She was dreaming in class.
But still, it's so stupid. And they do it 3 times.
They do.
The name
I actually
of
really
our podcast
I was invested.
Is FAP.
What?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Thank you for telling me.
I'm just saying that, like, we do the same stupid shit.
I guess you're
no,
right.
No, but like they gravitate towards this ship thing 3 times, and each time they do the wooden cubes, then they do the hair, and then they do the person.
Yeah.
I remembered the first two, and then the third one started. I'm like,
what's going on?
I forgot about this one, and then I didn't remember that the entire character of Mio replaced herself.
That was great.
Just like a part, and it made me giggle.
She just landed,
and Yuko's like, "Oh,
I'm
gonna go
in the
wash
hallway.
My face."
I'll go stand in the hallway.
Honestly.
Oh my god!
It's
great.
I
really like that segment. Yeah.
And then they have just like things we think are cool and like just little fun things that are just not really relevant. They're just little bits. And then there's like Go Soccer, and then you have like the Sahar Shra Shra, like love story with Gun Girl and like all that. It's just
fucking Gun Girl kills me.
I love her. She's beautiful. I love her a lot.
Oh, and the
Misato is what her name is.
Oh, I was gonna say the superintendent.
Oh. Ooh.
When who else? What was it? Yeah, there's Misato. Yeah. And there's the two professors, the Takasaki and Sakurai.
I love. Oh, man. I love them. And then like those the fucking,
I ship this, them. I do.
I absolutely ship them. And then there's Kana, the scientist.
Yeah. Nakamura.
Who passes out and tries to get Nana. And then she looks really cute in her little outfit, and then she runs away embarrassed.
Aww.
She's adorable. I love her.
I feel. And there's the girl who's with the guy in the Go Soccer Club.
Oh, I love them.
Who's just always reading, and her eyes look exactly the same. Her eyes
are just lines. That's so another good thing we didn't talk about. The faces are just so good. They're just lines. Oh, yeah. Or they're little,
like, well, I talked about the eyes. Yeah,
but like how they draw the eyes besides like the actual eyeballs. Like they have... Most of the time, they don't do a whole lot besides lines, and then the eye is open. It's lovely.
It works.
Yeah. Also, the Kana, the scientist teacher lady,
mm-hmm.
she was the previous owner of Sakamoto. I don't know if you guys picked up on that, but...
I didn't.
That's why she was chasing the cat in the later episode, because she thought it was Sakamoto.
Did not realize that.
Yeah.
Well, because I thought that, like... Sakamoto came from like a store named Sakamoto, like after their last name.
Well, it was Sakamoto, like whatchamacallit,
like pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, huh. It's lovely.
I did not. Well, I guess that makes sense because she's a scientist.
Yeah, I'm a scientist.
What are you a scientist of?
Nerd stuff.
I would have said scientist of cute girls.
Please, no one would ever want to be even close to me. I couldn't study cute girls.
Me too, thanks.
I'm ugly. Remember... Oh, I forgot about one of the best scenes. The elevator scene where they're stuck in an elevator for
and they're like
and then they just
gonna die.
And I just love it. It's so nice. It's beautiful. Is there anyone else that we Oh, and then there's the three little people with or like the group with Misato, Fei-chan, and then Weboshi.
Was that the one with the soccer? The Go Soccer?
No, that's the three girls that are best friends.
Oh, right, the green haired girl.
I love them.
Yeah, the green haired
girl. I love them all. Yeah, that's
domestic violence. Who has a
crush on? that part literally made my day. That was the weirdest Which thing one? I saw.
No, it when was they raining. Were standing in the raining, it's like I want to do something that Adam no Leibert. One has ever seen before and no one will ever see again. So she runs out in the rain and just says domestic violence.
And then and runs back.
And she's like, how was it?
And then she goes back and slips.
And then she slips and falls.
That one was good.
I don't know. There's just so many little bits that you're just
the
like,
coffee shop scene, dude.
The coffee shop scene always gets me.
You were very excited about that scene.
It's my favorite, probably.
To the point where you thought I saw the episode and you're like, you missed it. I found that hilarious.
I love how there's two parts to it, and then the one where
they go back to the shop
where Mio goes in and like Yuko's like have fun trying to order, and Mio's like, yeah, I'll take a
triple latte,
and Yuko's like, oh,
oh, she was livid. That was great. I love.
Did you have any? Did you guys have favorite bits, or did we like already go over them?
You might have gone over them.
There's just like some good. Just like there's a bunch of fun ones that I just really love, especially the ones, the rice balls. That's always a fun one where they're just stuck with the rice ball heads.
I like
we might have mentioned this. What stands out to me is the one when they go hiking, and like they're in the pond.
Yeah, and they drop the curry.
And they drop the rice.
And then Mai is like, release.
I love that one.
That, and I was always heavily invested in the teacher's romance
going on. Yes.
Like, that is the thing that kept me going. I was like, this is why I'm so angry, because I wanted more. I wanted more. I wanted to see more.
That's the sign of a good nanane.
It's true. I did not like, what was the teacher's name, the female one?
We were just talking about her.
Stinky McPinky.
Stinky McPinky.
Nakamura.
Like, yeah, I did not like her little brother. He's just so annoying.
Little brother.
Yeah, Sakurai.
When you go to their house,
Smash Bros.
That was a good scene, but I still hated the little boy. It's like,
you're too young to read these. That's not mine.
And she always has a little like kind of sweat. Uh-huh. Like the fling thing, and it's so cute.
It makes me think of the YouTube video of the kid who's like, my pants fell down. I thought I had a virus.
I was downloading something, and then I got a virus.
Yeah.
And I was removing the virus.
Okay. Yeah.
And my pants.
Why were your
fell
pants down?
I, they fell down when I
what
got
were you,
up.
What were you looking on the internet?
No, I
what
was.
What were you
downloading?
What was it?
And then I got a virus, Mom!
I deleted the virus!
I know!
That literally could be an Ichijo scene. Like, that could literally.
It is.
Deleted the virus.
That's such a good video. I've shown it to so many people.
This podcast is a fucking virus.
It's true. To the one person listening, I'm sorry.
Guys,
I deleted the virus.
I deleted the pun.
Sorry.
I was hosting a podcast with the Hispanic. A Hispanic. I deleted the Hispanic.
I'm sorry. I just.
You don't have to apologize. It's okay. And why were your pants down?
They fell down!
I was surprised I got the virus and my pants fell down. It scared me.
We need to listen to that after. I'm sorry, guys. I love when Chuck laughs. It gives me
life. Guys, do you know what time it is?
No. It's 9:15 at night.
PM.
We're all very tired.
Please.
Hey, guys, Chuck, guess...
What time is it?
It's summertime. It's on vacation. I love High School Musical 2. Summer days out.
1995, high school summer.
Welcome to the 19th ever edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl episode and dukes it out for the title of Best Grill. Today, our contestants, once again, they've never changed. I keep saying this every week. Are Pino, Garb, and myself. Who are you each advocating for?
Pino, go first.
Oh, God, no.
Chuck, go first.
No.
Garb, go next.
I pick my.
Oh.
Really?
Now, I would have picked the teacher, but I forgot her name again.
Sakurai.
Her name is Sakurai.
I know which teacher.
I'll go with Miss Sakurai.
The one who has the little brother?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew you'd pick her. No, you like the teachers.
I like the teachers.
Guys, Pino has a fetish.
I learned. I discovered this recently.
I discovered my fetish! While playing Persona 5! And going to college!
No, I'm kidding. No. That's a little insight for that one boy.
Chuck, why do you think Nana was the best?
Okay, Nana is fantastic. She's the cutest little bean that you'll ever see.
Little bean.
She's dude,
little
I love bean. Beans.
Dude, they make me toot.
Toot toot.
But she has like the cute, like short little hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's adorable. She like has the key, which is cute, by the way. It is. Robots are cute. And she usually just wears like a little nice sweatshirt when she's at home, and it's,
and you can assume that like 90% of the time there is a roll of food in her arm.
Yeah, I know. Yes. That's like, and then,
oh,
maybe
my
she
gosh.
I don't
Why
know
I choose
has,
a robot.
Yeah, I know, robots are great.
Remember last time we were trashing on robots?
Yeah, but no, but this is a cute robot who has food inside of her, and also her toes a USB port and a rocket.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. And also she explodes sometimes, but that's
You can remove her toes. It's already the best grill.
That's already the best grill. Like, come on. It's
oh,
a
no,
no brainer.
I forgot about the toes.
Yeah. So you're welcome, everyone. Well, but she can she doesn't have any special features, but she can feel pain.
Okay. How old is Miss Nano right
okay.
now?
It doesn't matter, it's in robot
guys,
years.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna bring this up. She's a robot, first off.
Okay.
It's in robot years. It doesn't count. It's like dog years.
It's like dog years, except for a trillion more.
What if you guys got your back on this one?
What if you guys take a nap on the sofa and then you feel the coldness of a key on your back? What are you gonna do then?
How?
She got it removed.
Wait. Give me.
She got it removed. No, she didn't. She got it.
She put it.
She can get it removed. I guess you could remove it. You got
me there.
They
removed it.
You. She's the only one who
can be removed.
She's the only one who can't, and that makes me sad.
No, and then
tragedy.
No, but wait, I want to get back to this. So if I'm lying on a couch and then I feel a key on my back, how do you think lying,
like,
and how do you think she's lying?
So like, you guys are watching, let's say you're watching a movie, right? You're sitting on the couch.
You
want to, like,
hold on,
you know,
I'll draw
it
in
MS
Paint.
Whoops.
No, don't draw.
I fell on the key, not her shoulder. Okay, that was a bad defense. How about this next one?
Her birthday's March 7th.
Oh.
Check
good
me.
Eye. What if... What? Okay, so I've seen this in the anime. Sometimes her pieces just fall out. What if you're just, like, hanging out and, like, a lug nut just falls?
I can give it That's back fine. To her so she can put it back.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She also has a watch on her arm, so
oh,
you
that
can
was
always
actually
ask
pretty
her
cool.
the time.
You're right. And
then she's also a cuckoo clock.
Unlike Pino, who looks at his wrist when he actually looks for the time, you could actually see the time with Nano.
Yes. And she's
like,
also very strong.
You're
Did
right.
Did she ever throw that baseball? She went, mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah,
she
but
has rocket power.
It's unsafe
Dude,
to be
I love
with her.
Rocket power.
It's very it's unsafe. Very you know why? Because there will always be traps around because of the teacher, the science teacher who
it's
always.
It's okay. She's cute too.
Okay, well, okay.
I'll protect Nano.
Okay, but what if you get stuck in the hole? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can anyone hear me?
Hello, please.
I am stuck here. Hello?
Please, hi. I'm here.
God, that bit was really good. I like that. She rips off the guy. She cuts the mohawk. Why did she do that?
See, that's why none of us picked her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's mean.
That's why Mr. Sakamoto left. Anyways.
So, Pino.
It's a good pick.
Why did you pick
teacher?
Sakurai? Is it just because she's a teacher?
No, I liked her character design.
She's one of the cuter ones.
Short hair, she's really nervous, shy, you know. Unlike screaming at her like the other teacher, I wouldn't be screaming. I'd try to talk it through. You know,
disheveled? Yeah!
I love that. Casual clothes. Is this what they consider a date? Oh, no!
Go take a rest. Oh! You seem like you're in a lot of pain.
My bamboo sprout. Bloop.
Blah.
I didn't understand that. Is that like just
no,
a
yeah.
Japanese thing?
Yeah, because like
or is it just
grow,
a Nichijou
cause,
thing?
Because bamboo sprouts, like, they can spread very quickly.
I know that from Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I know. So that, like, the analogy that the guy went for was that it was a bamboo sprout that surprised him, like, entering into his backyard. So, like, technically his life. So it's like she presented herself, and she's like, he's like, oh, hello.
And then it spread. I see.
And now he wants to take care of the bamboo sprout.
Bamboo
sprout, as I do want to.
Well,
as well.
Let me tell you, Ms. Sakurai, she's scared.
So are you? Say, what if you were to? If she was here right now, would you be able to say that to her face?
I could say boo, and then she would go ah.
Yeah, you would make her cry. You are a horrible person.
I don't think she would cry.
She would. She'd try to tell you not to run in the halls, and you would ignore her.
She's a high school counselor. You got to be pretty tough to do that.
Yeah. I take after all the gentlemen in the world. I will. Oh, she's a counselor.
Yeah.
Do you not, guys? You not realize that?
Hey, Pino. You know what?
I pick you,
Pino. She's not very good at drawing. How do you explain that?
Hey, man. The picture not I'm looking at right now is not a good drawing either.
I almost just said something real bad.
Yeah, don't say anything bad. Don't say that. Bad.
Hey, man, I watch Toei animation. I know what bad animation is. I'm totally fine with it.
Aw, but I was scrolling through her wiki page, and it's like she might be suffering from a specific form of anxiety called social anxiety, and then I felt really sad.
This is why I must protect her.
Is even written in the style of the show.
It makes me so sad.
This is why I must protect her.
She's really cute. I must.
She's made a life for herself. She's a school teacher. It's great, and her casual clothes are cool too.
Yeah, but she ages. Robots don't age.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
but. Robots don't die.
I age too.
Yeah, but robots don't. Yeah.
Yeah, but you. We all die.
Yeah.
But guys.
Yeah.
Mai possesses infinite intelligence.
I don't think infinite.
I think Mai will always meme you and you'll feel uncomfortable because
that's
of
fine.
It.
I'm always uncomfortable. That's nothing.
But guys,
new.
I'm wearing my contacts today. She didn't even need the two pairs of glasses.
Neither did Goat Riding Boy. Those are just for show.
The goat should have been best girl.
Oh my god. The deer should have been best girl.
Anyway.
Mai's
smart.
Mai?
She's spooky. I like her.
Mai's kind of quiet. Like,
I like him weird.
All right.
We're getting
well,
weird
that was best girl.
It.
Mai's just, I don't know, she's just real quiet.
I do like her character design, though.
Her character
like
design's very nice.
Yeah.
She speaks softly but carries a big stick.
She
Yo, just like the United States.
Just like Alfred F. Hitchcock.
Just like Captain Skinny Bean.
Okay, everyone. Goodbye.
It's your boy. It's your boy.
You can probably mute that out.
No, we are not going to mute that. We're just going to shame you for the rest of your life.
There I go.
Mr. Chuck, Two Nut Chuck, likes the boys.
Happy Pride Month.
I like everyone. Shut your yap.
Chuck, do we have any emails?
Do we never have emails? What kind of goddamn question is that, you fucking moron?
I wanted to check and make sure.
Hey, okay, I'll go check right now.
All
right. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Oh, good. We got some Google updates.
Hey, is it Andy?
No, they're just
They updated their privacy policy.
Their privacy policy and security alert. God damn. Someone Better hack up. Our account, please.
We need some action.
Send us some emails, please.
Send an email. Hack our account. Send an email as our account so that we can read it on air. Funky Anime Podcast asks.
Do that.
You
know that you could just, like, spoof emails. So, like, you wouldn't even need to hack into it.
Let me have this, please.
Okay. So,
thank you.
If you do want to email us, you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. We'll read it on air. Because we don't have anything else to read.
I can't read.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to read it because Grub can't read and Pino...
Only reads in Spanish.
That's not his native language. We both went for the same joke.
You'll never catch me, Trump.
You'll never catch me.
Oh, my God.
What happened to this episode? Away.
Hey, guys. We're in the miscellaneous section now. Do you want to talk about anything?
No.
It's a good show.
I just really like the coffee scene.
It's a fun show.
I like the ending. Well, actually, no. I wanted more from the ending. The last episode. I know it was a birthday.
Well, yeah.
I just want more Nichijou.
I don't know. I feel
we're not gonna get any though.
Yeah, no. Thanks, guys. Buy the Blu-ray. Let's start a movement.
Seize the means of production.
Please sponsor us.
And happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month, everyone.
When this episode goes,
it's not going to be Pride.
It's not going to be June.
It's not going to be Pride Month.
Happy Peru.
We're recording this
happy
in June.
Peru month.
Guys, happy Peruvian month of May.
Guys,
that's not what it comes
Sakamoto.
Hey guys, do we have anything else we want to talk about before we get into ratings?
I don't think so.
No, I can't think anything. I give it quite possibly my highest rating so far.
A 3?
Except it's not, because I don't actually remember. I give it a 4.6 out of 5.
Wow, that's awfully high.
Wow, that's the highest one for sure.
But you didn't add another point in there.
It's good, and
that's,
I loved it.
That's 0.1 higher than Space Dandy.
Oh.
Yeah, because the thing is that, like, I agree with Pino in that it would have been nice to see just a tiny bit more development on the side characters and just a tiny bit less of the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a couple bits here and there. It would have been cool if there were a couple more.
Cool
but
bits.
Still overall fantastic.
Hmm.
So who's next?
I'll
to
go next.
Make one up on the spot. Okay, go ahead.
So I was actually thinking of this for a while now. I was thinking of the rating ever since episode 1, episode 2, all the way to episode 26, right? There was 26 episodes, right?
Yes, there were.
And they fluctuated like every 5 episodes.
Interesting.
Because again, as I mentioned it before, season 1 was like really, I guess, I don't know a better word. It was just like really not weak, because like it's it has its moments.
Middling.
It was like it had his. It didn't hit me. You know what? It was
didn't suck you in.
Exactly. Like some of the bits were fantastic, but most
and
of them.
And if you weren't
were
forced
just,
to
like,
watch it, you probably would have quit.
I would have. Okay, I probably would have still continued on because I've heard of how good it is. Like I've read stuff and whatnot, but like.
You've seen the GIFs.
Yeah, I've seen the GIFs. But, like, a lot of, like, I guess their jokes that they had kind of, like, they were amiss at times in season 1. And I was, like, really disappointed because I was, like, I like what I'm
seeing.
Some
of them don't translate well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But when we went to season 2, like, things actually started, like, feeling right because...
Yeah.
It just... Like, I got to know the characters for a while. Like, I'm like, okay, this is typical for Mio, or this is
you know
typical.
Their personalities, and you understand, like, how the joke relates.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I get Mr. Sakamoto's a talking cat. I don't know why I didn't understand it the first time. But now I get it. But again, visually, fantastic. Music, awesome. Like, everything just like some sliver of cohesiveness would have been like nice, or like,
I mean, there's a tiny bit, I guess, but
yeah, like I just maybe a little bit more, because like they hinted at like I wanted to go to school really early on in season 1, and then at the end it's like, yeah, you're going to school. Like, was this the point of the anime? Are you trying to get this girl to school?
That was the conflict, and it was resolved early.
I know, and it made me wonder like how the manga differs from the series, and I didn't look
it's
anything
pretty
up about
close
it.
To the same.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
interesting. Well,
that's cool. I was actually around when I first watched it. I was in a Barnes and Noble and I saw they had Nichijou manga, so I read like the first volume.
Okay.
It's pretty close to the same.
Is the art style the same?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad.
Square
feet and all.
Oh yeah. You know how they have like
suplex
the explosion part where she runs into the kid with the ear with the headphones on?
Yes.
Like same everything. Mm-hmm. Like explosion looks the same. Like the things flying still look the same. So it's pretty faithful from what I remember.
Good job to the studio for like making such a faithful adaptation.
Good job, Kyoto Manimations.
As for my final rating,
score?
I'll give it a 3.2 out of 5. Like I had fun, but like. I don't know. There's like a lot of things I wanted more.
That's fair.
Out of it.
Yeah. Just because you have different tastes.
Yeah. That's the nicest way to say, Pino, you're wrong. We're kicking you out of the podcast. Look at them. They're laughing because it is true. They
so
laugh.
I'm like
your
kind
opinions
of
are bad.
Yeah, he's not wrong. But I'm kind of in the middle of this. Like I really like this show a lot. Mm-hmm. And the second watch through like was nice and refreshing because I hadn't seen it for a year. So there were a lot of things that I forgot and I was like, ha-ha. But then there's, you know, like Pino said, there were, you know, some things that didn't hit and not translate. That's why I would have loved an English dub, but that's never going to happen.
Mm. Yeah.
So let's make it ourselves.
I was just going to say.
And, but I, like, I'm going to give it a 4.3. So it's still a great, like, I would recommend it to almost anyone. This is a great show. Like, you should watch it for sure. But I understand why some people, this isn't their cup of tea, and I respect that. So,
don't get me wrong. This is my cup of tea.
No, I know. Wanted... Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just different things. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Different. I don't want to finish my thought.
So what's your what's your number score?
I said 4.3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good, that's high.
That's a good number.
Well, that's average for me.
I guess it is.
No, it's above average for me, but it's still not exponentially
Hold
high.
Hold up.
Yeah.
What did I rate Black Lagoon?
Black Leg?
Yeah, what did I rate that?
I don't know.
That doesn't seem right that I rated.
You rated it
3.3. Okay, good. Never mind. If I rated it lower than Black Lagoon, I'm crazy.
You are crazy.
No, I'm good. As long as it isn't as low as that.
What are we watching next week, Chuck?
So we're actually going to watch something that I've never seen before. No one else here has never seen before, and it is... This just in from the Funky Anime Podcast News Network! We've realized that instead of a shitty anime, we're watching JoJo Part 2. You know why? Because JoJo Part 5 was announced, and we keep our promises because we're not fuckers. This just in, Pino likes planets, but we don't give a shit. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be a fun one.
So I love trash.
Dude, I love Oscar the Grouch, too.
Oscar in Grouchland?
Dude, Elmo's Adventure in Grouchland, that traumatized me as a kid. There was a scary monster.
Elmo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay, guys. This is. Oh, wait, you have to outro it.
Yeah, you gotta outro.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You gotta outro us out.
I was garbing. I'm really need to pee. That was Pino.
And I really need to pee.
He's a toilet. I have that picture of like fan art in my head that's like Shadow the Hedgehog is a toilet.
Oh no.
And Chuck is the match that I will light afterwards.
Well,
you don't light a match after you pee. That's when you poo.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for faffing with us. We'll see you next week. I love you all.
I can't believe I'm a toilet.